Night shows in the Flint Hills.
News Radio KMAN, you're listening to In Focus. Nick McNamara, Dave Lewis. We're speaking with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, Assistant Professor of Communication Studies, Assistant Director of the KSU Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. And we only have about a few minutes left in the program, but you are working on a new book. You're co-editing. Yeah. Earlier, I said you were co-author. I was wrong. You're a co-editor.
That's okay. That's okay.
It's called Creating Space for Democracy, a Primer on Dialogue and Deliberation in Higher Education, and you're co-editing it with Nicholas Longo. And first of all, just tell me a little bit about kind of the overview of the book, as much as you can.
Yeah, no, it's not like a total secret here. It's a project that was kind of born from some of what we were talking about before, right? The application of what we do. So Nick Longo, he's a professor at Providence College in Providence, Rhode Island. And we've worked together on some things in the past. We were both editors on another book that I've talked about on here, Deliberative Pedagogy. So that one was really focused on how do you use these kind of deliberative practices that we often talk about in communities, but in the ways that we actually teach. He and I together, and then also individually, I've gone around the country, worked with universities or even associations of colleges and universities to do workshops with faculty and administrators, others, to kind of think about this kind of work. And what we found through a lot of those discussions was people were really looking for an introduction to some of this kind of this field that was kind of bringing together the dialogue deliberation work and this kind of community engagement stuff. And so we saw this as an opportunity and were actually approached by the publisher and said, would this be something you could do? And so relatively quickly, actually, we've put together this edited volume. So it's got other contributors from some of the major kind of players in the country, in the United States, who do kind of dialogue deliberation work, and then people who are in higher education. So it's geared toward that audience. It's a fairly general introduction to some of the different models, but there are lots of different ways that, I mean, you were talking about it earlier, right? Politics or exactly what I forget your phrase was, but communication's kind of at the heart of it. And so for us, that's a really essential piece. And so how do we think about the different ways that we can engage in constructive talk? And so it'll be working through the process right now, being put together. We just finalized the cover, so you can find it online on Amazon and other places, Creating Space for Democracy. It'll be out this fall, and we're really looking forward to it. Hope that people will adopt it for teaching, for classes, but also just as a resource, because we realized there was kind of a void, and given the fact that we were talking and doing this, it felt like we should go ahead and try to contribute to that.
And I know you just recently settled on that cover. There was kind of maybe an internet vote on that.
Yeah, it's
I got to say, I voted for number 3, more teal one, but yeah. I still like the cover you chose.
Well, good. Well,
that was my number 2.
Okay. Well, as long as we please you, that's
that's all that matters at the end. I just want to be happy about it.
Well, it is interesting. We crowdsource, so much of in our life these days, and I guess book covers are also included there. So it was nice to get some feedback, but then there's also that sense of like, oh, okay, this is kind of reading the vibe here. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, how many books does this make?
This will be number 4.
Okay, there you go. I guess that's it for us here on the program. Thanks again, Dr. Schaefer, coming out.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
And if you missed any of this or just want to check out the whole thing again, newsradiokman.com, head on down to On Demand and look for In Focus. We're done, Dave.
So that means within the next couple of months, you'll have 4 books and 4 kids.
That was very public, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I not have gone there? Good luck with that if we don't talk to you beforehand. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning.
When it comes to shopping.